From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Houston and around Texas in the 1970s, the name Townes Van Zandt had a magical pull. The singer-songwriter with the long, thin face, the well-worn voice, and his songs, stories of loners and lovers and misfits.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron and your breath's as hard as kerosene.
Townes Van Zandt died of a heart attack in 1997. He was 52 and had lived hard. Years of alcoholism took a toll. He inspired a generation of younger songwriters. And no doubt his most devoted protege was Steve Earle, who became a lifelong friend and has just released an album of Townes Van Zandt songs.
Ponchos of banded boys, horses fast as polished steel, always gun outside his pants, beyond this world to feel.
Steve Earle remembers crashing a party in 1972 as a teenager and falling under the Townes Van Zandt spell.
About 2:30 in the morning, Townes walked in. It was the first time I'd ever been in an environment with him where we weren't separated by a microphone. And he had on this beautiful buckskin jacket, and Townes started a crap game and lost every dime that he had and that jacket. And within 15 minutes, and I thought, my hero.
Did you talk to him at that party, or were you just watching?
No, the first time I talked to him, I just watched. But probably less than a month later, I was playing at the Old Quarter in Houston, and nobody was there because it was me that was playing. There was about six or eight people. And then I came down for my second set, and Townes Van Zandt sitting right in front of me. Wow. And, you know, so I was terrified, but also probably a little drunk, and you know, because it was the second set. And I got up, and I started playing, and he did not make a sound while I was actually singing, but heckled me constantly between songs. And he just kept asking me, he said, "Play the Wabash Cannonball." And I'm like, okay, great. Townes Van Zandt's heckling me. This is great. And I just play another song. And I went on, and in between every song, I was like, "Play the Wabash Cannonball." And finally, I just tell him, he was sitting literally with his feet on this tiny stage right in the front row. And I said, "I don't know the Wabash Cannonball, man." And he said, "You call yourself a folk singer and you don't know the Wabash Cannonball?" And, you know, I mean, I still don't know. I hate Roy Acuff. I always have. But finally I played the song called Mr. Mud and Mr. Gold that Townes wrote that has about a Brazilian words, and he shut up.
That song that you played at the Old Quarter that night, Mr. Mud and Mr. Gold, Townes Van Zandt song, you do it on this tribute album.
Well, the wicked king of clubs awoke. It was to his queen he turned. His lips were laughing as they spoke. His eyes like bullets burn, the sun's upon a gambling day. Queen smiled low and blissfully, let's make some wretched fool to pay. And plain it was, she did agree. So he sent his deuce down into diamond, his four to heart and his trade is spade. Three kings with their legions coming, preparations sooner made, or they voted club the day's commander. Give him an army face and number, all with the outlaw jacket, diamonds and the aces in the sky.
So this is you and your oldest son here, Justin Townes Earle. Townes, obviously named after Townes Van Zandt.
Yeah, I mean, when Justin was born, I called Townes and I said, "Well, it's a boy and his name's Justin Townes." And he goes, "Is that after anybody in my family?"
I'm muddy checked, go bet all. Muddy raised and gold did call, and that smile just melted off his face. When Mud turned over that diamond ace, this is what this story's told. Feel like mud, you'll end up gold. If you feel like lost, you'll end up found. So amigo, lay them raises down.
With all of the dozens of songs that the Townes Van Zandt wrote over the years, you come to do this tribute album and you have to narrow it down. How did you do that? How did you figure out what would end up on this CD?
It was really hard. I mean, I've recorded a handful of Townes songs over the years. I did try to avoid there's I don't want anyone to take this the wrong way. I'm really grateful that so many more people know about Townes, but a lot of the people that have latched on to Townes never saw him at the height of his power. They never saw him as a great performer, and they never heard him when he could really sing and when he really could play. And what they key on is is something they perceive as being really dark and really dangerous, and they think that's what it's all about. And I think there's three things going on with Towns that are completely separate. I think he was an alcoholic, and he may have had some other, you know, mental health issues going on. But he was also one of the best songwriters that ever lived. I think these are all three completely and totally separate phenomena that have nothing to do with each other.
I stood in line and left my name. Took about 6 hours or so. Well, the man just grinned like it's all a game. He said they'd let me know. I put in the time till the Pocono line shut down 2 years ago.
I wanted to make a record that was about how great his songs were, so it would have been geared towards being a pretty well-rounded collection of Towns Van Zandt songs that sort of represent a cross-section of what he was capable of as a writer.
Tell me about the song Rake. This isn't a song that I'm familiar with, but it speaks
it's really
to a lot
early.
Of those struggles, I think.
Yeah, well, it's I don't know. You have to understand that how early this song is. It's on his third record or something like that.
Are you looking at me now? Don't think I don't know what all of your eyes are saying. Us to believe these ravens and lies, just tricks that his brain's been playing. A lover of women, he can hardly stand. He trembles, he's been and is broken. Well, I've fallen, it's true, but I say unto you, hold your tongues until after I've spoken.
It's very traditional poetry in a lot of ways, but it's also very dark. And you know, I think we all try to find romantic, classical justifications for our own behavior.
You know, it seems like there are all kinds of myths that have built up around Towns Van Zandt over the years.
And I helped to make a lot of them up.
You did? And he did too, I think. I mean, did he enjoy that?
Well, probably, but I mean, the deal is, you know, I say make them up. I mean, we are, you know, I am one of the authors of the myth, and it's, you know... And I'm very proud of that.
What are some of those myths that you have helped to cultivate?
Oh, well, I'm you know, I can't tell you that. It's like that. It becomes no longer mythic at that point. Because you know what makes myth important is it's not, you know, myths aren't lies because parts of them are true, and otherwise they don't work if there isn't truth in them.
Well, Steve Earle, thanks very much.
Thank you.
If I had no place to fall.
Steve Earle's CD is titled Towns. You can hear full songs at nprmusic.org.
Could I count you to lay me down?
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.